This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm back with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Thunder and the game we just finished playing against the Bulls. The final score was 111 to 110. The Thunder lost this game by 1 point, but really, this game had so much going on. We ended up being down in this game at one point by 28 points in the third quarter. We were able to chip back at that. It was a whole team effort. The Bulls had a lot going for them, and they also had a lot of adversity because of the players that they were missing this game. But one of the guys they had back was Zach LaVine, and he played really well. And a guy that they hadn't been missing but really stepped up this year is rookie Desmono. Ayo Desmono played outstanding. He hit his first, 8 shots today. He ended up with 24 points, a career high. So they were able to get multiple big games from him. Zach LaVine, I mentioned, he had 23. And Vucevic had 26 points. But with all that said, like I said, we came back from a massive deficit, lost the game by 1 point. We had a chance, you know, going into it to tie it, but that didn't happen. But I'm really proud of this effort. It's an incredible thing to play against the Bulls at home because apparently we have a thing for overcoming 20-point deficits at home against the Bulls.
Yeah, and this was no exception at all. I listened to the Bulls announcers the second half because I like to listen to see what the other guys are saying sometimes. And I just sat there and I listened because during that time we got down by 28 points and they just ragged and ragged on this team, talked about them being the worst shooting team in the NBA, worst percentage 3-point shooting, so on and so forth. There was just saying this and saying that about this team. And it was just kind of getting frustrating. I was kind of getting like pissed off at these guys, right? Just about to switch it off and we started coming back, right? And we were roaring back, and these guys were playing really, really hard, and their whole tone just switched. It was like a light bulb, light switch went off, and it was like, boom, these guys aren't as bad as we've been saying they are. Yeah, their three-point shooting sometimes struggles, and their field goal percentage struggles, but the reality is that this team is still trying to figure it out. And we just went on a whoop-ass run, and it was really great because, you know, we were down 14 points going into that fourth quarter, and it wasn't fun. I mean, there was some really hard basketball going on. Like, we would get a steal and make it look good, and all of a sudden, boom, come down and a bad play. We would turn over the ball or they would get a steal. And it just went back and forth like that. It was hard basketball. And that's the thing that was great about it was when we went on these runs, it wasn't just like, boom, like 4 points in like 2 minutes. It would be like 11 or 12 points in 2 minutes. And it was just like, bam, bam, bam. And it was just great because when this team's clicking, that's what's exciting. That's what Mark and I get really hyped up about. Is the fact is that as the older this team gets, the more we'll start clicking and get in sync. And to me, that's what is really positive because there's going to be so many of these runs that we're going to look back and just be blown away with. This team has had 6 victories with 15 more points. That is the most in the NBA. We almost snuck another one out here with a 28-point deficit. That would have been phenomenal. There was a couple chances that we had a chance to tie it a couple times. It was that close. So these guys did a great job. Our bench did an amazing job. I just got really excited about the way that these guys really gelled tonight.
Absolutely. And this is the type of thing that when it comes down to it will help us win games. We know a comeback like this is important even if we don't get it done. And we appreciate how hard the guys played for this. If you watch the game, you know they looked exhausted. They put everything they had into getting this win and they had to go back to the locker room without the win. And I know that they're frustrated, but I just want to just say, like, you know, they rep our city, they rep our state, and we're really proud of them because they played so hard. They could have given up. They've been, you know, traveling a lot. They've been on the road. There's been travel issues. And here we are, you know, one of our best games as far as comebacks we've had without getting the win. You got to give them a lot of credit. I wish that we had got the win. That would have been incredible. But in the end, we know that this is just another step to us becoming a winning team. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a long time. And what's going to, you know, be what matters is these types of games. So I'm really proud of them. When it was 4 minutes left in the game, we were down 11. Whenever it was like 2 minutes left, we were down 8. But somehow we were able to continue to fight and fight and fight. And there was a belief in this team that if we could just get a couple of buckets, get a couple of stops, we'd be right back in it. And we'd be down by 20 plus points. And they still believe that. And they still fought that way. And that's incredible. Coming down the stretch, we got key plays from Dort. He had a massive dunk on Vucevic. Kenny took a charge that was incredible, you know, down the stretch. And then he was able to use an incredible crossover to make Vucevic fall. It reminded me a lot of the way Isaiah Roby crossed over Vucevic last year when he was with Orlando. This year he's with the Bulls, and Kenny's doing the same move on him, a little crossover, and he hits the deck. We had big plays from Giddy down the stretch. We had big plays from everybody, and it was incredible. You got to, you know, just say it. You appreciate how hard these guys play.
Yeah, one of the biggest defensive plays of the night, and maybe even of the year for this Oklahoma City team, was JRE getting a massive block on a dunk. After the block, he went and was able to get the ball and get in his hands and whip it around his back and pass it out to, I believe, Josh Giddey. And we were on a fast break and going the other way when the ref decided to call the ball back and said that JRE was out of bounds. They did not, you know, look at the play further, but obviously we got to replay the look a few times, and we could see that that was a BS call. It was really frustrating because JRE just did a phenomenal job at not only playing defense and blocking the guy, but also making sure that he got the ball and getting the ball out of his hands and up the court. It was a phenomenal all-around play. JRE continues to impress me. Just a phenomenal way of going out. And a huge shout out to Dort as well. Dort had was kicked out of the game last game for a flagrant two. One of those bang-bang plays. Obviously, it wasn't intentional. Otherwise, he would have been suspended. But Dort came back with 31 minutes tonight. Really great as far as shooting. 3-for-5 on three-pointers. 16 points, one block, two assists, seven rebounds, three of which were offensive. 3-for-4 on the free throws and 5-for-13 on field goals. So I felt like he did a great job doing what he needed to do to stay in the game, being active on that offensive glass, which has been something he's been doing recently, and it was really great to see.
Yeah, it was. Dort played outstanding, and like you said, responding to getting thrown out of the last game, he did a great job. His three-point shot is awesome, and he's gaining more confidence. His release is getting quicker, and I'm really impressed with what he's putting up. And for SGA, 31 points on 9 of 17 shooting, 2 of 5 from deep, 11 of 14 from the free throw line. You gotta fucking love him getting to the free throw line that much. It's really important for players to be able to do that. 3 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. Man, 31 points for SGA, and like, honestly, he had that 3. I felt like it was just about halfway down, even though it was a deep step back. He really had a chance to tie the game up, but you know, he's exerted himself a lot over the last few games, and I'm really happy for this team to have from, you know, till Friday, our next game. I mean, that's a lot of practice time, a lot of recovery, and they earned it.
Yeah, Josh Giddey, another solid night. I feel like that's just automatic every single time we talk about Josh Giddey. We're talking about another awesome night. 9 points, 6 assists. 8 rebounds, 3 of which were offensive, 1 for 2 on free throws, 0 for 5 on three-pointers. His looks were good. Again, he's getting in those open spaces. He's understanding where to stand, where to go when the guy looks around. When his defender turns his back to him, Josh isn't staying in the same spot and becoming an easy defender or easy guy to defend. He's moving around when the defender's back turns. So this is a big moment for Josh. I saw a lot of it tonight. He was 4-for-11 on field goals and played 31 minutes. Again, he's doing a phenomenal job all around games. That's what we need from him. He received his rookie of the month for December during the game. That was pretty cool to see. Again, he's just doing some great things this year.
Yeah, he is. And we expect him to get, at least probably another one of those for January, maybe more going forward. But he's really been dominating that award. JRE had a tough matchup against Vucevic tonight, 12 points on 4 of 6 three-point shooting. He shot 4 of 7 overall, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block. He was everywhere on both ends, and he really played a good game overall. It's a tough matchup. You got to be physical, and Vucevic really stretches the defense. So I was proud of JRE. Coming out in the second half, we started Moose instead for him. Muscala had 14 points, 5 of 12 shooting, 4 of 11 from downtown, including that final shot for us. 2 rebounds and 1 block for Moose today. Really good effort. 15 minutes, 14 points.
Yeah, and in that fourth quarter, I was really surprised. I kept on writing Mark, telling him how excited I was for this lineup that we were running. It was Josh Giddey, Dort, Shea, Kenny Hustle at the 5, and we also had Ty Jerome in there as well. So that was really crazy to see these guys play small ball with Kenny Hustle at the 5. Kenny played a phenomenal night. He stepped up and played a lot of minutes, 30 minutes tonight, 6 points. He had 1 steal, 2 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 of which were offensive, 1 for 5 and 3-pointers, 1 for 2 on free throws, and he was 2 for 10 on field goals. But I have to say, the way that he played tonight was unbelievable. He played amazing defense on Vooch, and it was just really great to see.
Yeah, it was. Him starting out the fourth quarter at the 5 and really playing most of those minutes, it was really great to see. Interesting matchup, him guarding Vooch, but hey, what the hell, he got it done. Aaron Wiggins started tonight at the power forward. He ended up scoring 5 points, 2 of 4 shooting, 1 of 3 from deep. He kicked in 1 rebound. He ended up kind of falling out of the rotation as the game went on, but I love what he brings us, and I'm really happy every time I see him get a start. It's great to get rookies starts.
Darius Bazley had 20 minutes tonight, 5 points, 1 assist, 8 rebounds, 1 of 3 on 3-pointers. I just felt like he did a great job attacking the hole and playing defense when he was out in the game.
Diakite got 7 minutes, 1 of 2 shooting. He kicked in 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 block. He had a really nice post move, hook shot. The bucket went down, and then he did a mouse in the house as he ran back, holding his hand down. That man was too small for him. That was fun to see him show us a little bit of motion and a little bit of his character as he's playing out there. You love seeing guys who have like a little bit of sense of humor.
Ty Jerome had 12 minutes tonight, 6 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 1 rebound, 2 for 2 on the free throw in the free throws. And I got to say, his points that he had and his minutes that he had were a lot in that fourth quarter. We lean on him because he is a big shooting guard and he can play multiple positions. He's a hard-nosed defender, and it was great to see how he's working with the team in that fourth quarter.
Trey Mann, 17 minutes, 4 points, 2 of 6 shooting, and 1 rebound. You know, he's got some great moves, and this just wasn't a game where he got a lot of playing time, but I love seeing him out there playing a lot. So good job from him, and you know, overall, good job from this team. One thing I wanted to talk about as the game was winding down, I think there was about 10 seconds left, and the Bulls were at the free throw line, and they missed the free throw, and we started our fast break, and we didn't call a timeout, and we pushed it up. SGA was able to get that step back shot that I mentioned earlier off. It was a fairly clean look, although he was, you know, a little bit extended from where he usually likes to be in that spot. But the way Coach Daigneault refused to call the timeout in that position, push the fast break up, give us a chance to knock down the 3 to tie it. We had that timeout. We ended up using it later, but it was when we were down by 4. But what do you think about that, Dave?
I love it when Coach lets him play. You know, I think the reality is that he recognized that we only had one more timeout left and that we were probably going to need it with the last shot if we were able to get this to score the bucket here. So, again, sometimes you just got to go with the flow. Sometimes you got to recognize that this is a 2-possession game. It's not a single possession. If obviously it was a single possession, he calls timeout, but it wasn't. I really enjoy watching Coach D coach. I enjoy watching him listen to his assistants and the way that he interacts with the players. There's just so much that was going on during that time. It was really great to see how he's consistently staying interactive on the sideline, making sure that he is in the ref's ear, talking about everything that happened. So all in all, I felt like Coach D did a great job tonight. Even his challenge, it went our way. So great job all in all. with the team. I felt like looking at this game, we had an opportunity to win. That's why I'm going to circle this and say this team is going to get to those film room, and they're really going to dive into it, try to figure out what they can do better for next time. That's what it comes down to, is that this team understands that there's a place they're trying to go, and they're definitely not there yet. And that's what is exciting about it, is because every time that we see this team come out, it's a different mindset. Of the team comes out with a different heart, different mindset, and it starts all back at zero. It starts at a brand new day every single day, and that's what I love about this team. They're not bringing in the baggage from the previous games, and that's what is something that I have to say is more like a veteran vibe, and it's not a rookie vibe. And this is what this team is a very young team. So great job by them.
Yeah, and I was wrong, actually. Zach LaVine made both of those free throws, so that was just a slight difference. But the fact that we didn't use that timeout is really what I was trying to emphasize there. And, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of trust in the team. And like you mentioned, Coach used that challenge. That was something that him and Giddy communicated about. It was, did you touch it? No. All right, here we go. We're going to use that challenge. And he was kind of itching to use that challenge a few times. I saw him asking the players, should I use it here? Should I use it here? A few times in the fourth quarter there. So I'm impressed with the trust and the team effort and overall the quality of this loss. I mean, and as far as what we can do to get better, that's something we got to look at. We got to look deep into what's going on in these third quarters. We're creating massive deficits and we're having to spend a ton of energy just to get back into the game. And then maybe even, get to one possession. That's killing us. It's taking everything we have. So how do we figure out how to stand up and fight? Both teams in the last few games have gone through lulls in scoring. It's not that, our opponents have just gone wild. It's gone back and forth. But the thing is, when we're not scoring, we tend to spiral. And then all of a sudden we'll get a bucket to go, and then it'll boom, boom, boom. We'll force it, and then things will start happening. Finding a guy that can go get to the free throw line and turn things around for you, or just get to the basket, or knock down an open shot. That's kind of those consistent buckets. A couple years ago, we had Chris Paul in that role, and he would just go get the bucket when we needed it if we were having trouble. We've got to find a way to step up and stop the bleeding in these third quarters. That'll be a big way that we can start finding a way to get some of these wins. And I know it. I can feel it. We're about to start getting a couple wins in a row here. I think 5 or 6 wins in February at the beginning of the month isn't unreasonable at all. I really do think that we're about to get on the roll because, this team is starting to click. We're just not getting wins right now. So stick with us and we'll continue to talk about it. Like I mentioned earlier, we've got a few days before our next game coming up Friday. So join us tomorrow and we're going to break down more about the season and everything we appreciate that's going on right now. Thanks again for joining us. And as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.